And it's time for item number 7 in our 10 things you need to know about the Giants and Seahawks. And Odell Beckham Jr. joins us here in studio. First of all, thanks for a couple of minutes. How are you?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. How'd your mom do in the marathon? I know she ran the New York City Marathon last week.
She did all right. Her first marathon, she ran in 4 hours and 22 minutes. So she was pretty proud of herself, you know, for finishing the race. And I actually had the little app tracker. You could track and see how far they are. And she started at mile 18. She just started rolling, and I didn't know if I was even gonna make it to see her finish. And you know, I ended up getting there just in time to you know, watch her as she's coming out.
Wow, that's incredible. And you know, you have a track background. You obviously you talk about your parents, but you had a little bit of a setback in training camp, and your road to the field was, you know, staggered a little bit. Talk a little bit about the hamstring that you had to deal with, and being a track guy, you guys have more sensitivity to your hamstring injuries than most. Talk about that a little bit.
It was just such a hard process to go through when, you know, all you want to do is you want to get out here and, you know, you finally get to where you've always wanted to be in life, something you've been chasing for as long as I can remember, and you finally get here and you're set back with something like that, and then, you know, you start to question why is this happening now, and, you know, it was kind of just a moment in my life where I had to, you know, take another step back and draw closer to God and just know that, you know, he would never put you through anything you couldn't handle. So it was just a whirlwind of emotions just because I don't think people knew and understood fully how bad I wanted to be on the field.
I'm familiar with your college offensive coordinator, Cam Cameron, when I was in San Diego. And a lot of things that were said about you coming out were that you were NFL ready as a receiver. What are some of the things that you did coming out, or even just your confidence that enabled you to be performing at a high level, even missing all that time?
I think it had a lot to do with the confidence and just the school I was at and the preparation that they gave me there, the situations and things I went through. It just made me strong, and I knew that this wasn't going to break me. You know, as hard as it was sometimes, I've been through worse.
From a percentage standpoint, where do you think you are in terms of realizing your potential just for this year? What do you think you are?
I have no idea, but I feel as if, you know, once I master some of these little things that I'm seeing, and I know there are things I need to correct, but it's so hard to correct them, you know, right then and there during the season. It's one of those things where, you know, next year I think things will slow down a lot more. So right now I'm trying to learn the game, and I'm trying to make sure I have all the playbook down and make sure I'm doing all the right plays and just play as fast as you can and play with confidence, and, you know, I think that I'll be all right.
You've gotten better, it seems like, every week since that Atlanta game, and now you look at this defensive secondary to Seattle, Richard Sherman, Chancellor, all these guys. I mean, what challenges do they pose? What do you see from them on film?
I mean, it's the Seahawks, defending champs. But it's why would you not want to go against the best? You know, this is what you've worked all your life to be here for. This, to me, it's that LSU Bama game. It's why would you not want to play in those and go against the Richard Sherman, the Earl Thomas, Chancellors, and, you know, those guys. It's just for me, you know, it's a challenge for sure, but it's one that I'm willing to accept.
All right, final question. You went to the same high school as Eli Manning and Peyton Manning. Eli tells a story about how he and Peyton were back throwing, and they asked the coach to, you know, hey, can you get some receivers to throw? And he's expecting the typical Isidore Newman receivers to show up, and then you show up. What was that encounter like, getting a chance to catch balls from Eli and Peyton when you're just a high schooler?
I remember that opportunity I had to throw with those guys for the first time, and it's just, you're there as a young guy, and you're just like, you know, I'm throwing with, you know, Eli and Peyton Manning, and I remember running a post, and I remember running both posts with both of them, and I stick, and I look up after three steps, and the ball's, you know, in my hands. Like, you don't even have to do much. they're just that good, and I remember I was like, there's no way that it could really be like that. You know, you just run your route, and they're going to throw it to you, and, you know, sure enough, that's exactly what it's like.
Well, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck on Sunday, and continued success here in this first season.
Absolutely. Thank you.